Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Bill Barnwell has an article out today called Best and Worst Off Seasons of the 2022, but I read that of 2022, not of the 2022. I apologize.
I was waiting. I was like, the 2022 what?
No. Of 2022, which teams improved, declined, what went right, what went wrong? Where do you guys think that the Cowboys would fit in the mix there? 877-881-1053 if you want to text that in. But the number is also used for other things sometimes because...
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Now!
We'll win a four-pack of tickets to go see the Texas Rangers play the Seattle Mariners on June the 3rd. You can get tickets at texasrangers.com/tickets or... You can win them for free right now. Four pack of tickets, 877-881-1053.
Honey top flavored layered biscuits.
Are you going to do that every time with a giveaway now?
Because I don't know.
I would actually be pretty jazzed okay, up about right, that. Biscuits. I'm not going to lie. So, of all 32 teams in the NFL, we already talked with one of the owners today, the owner of the Jags. Where do you think the Cowboys offseason ranked? And was it really that bad? Is what we'll find out.
I'd put them in the 22 to 25 range.
Okay.
I did not like this offseason at all. And that's getting the compiled other off-field stories that went into it, too.
Yeah.
That's throwing those into the mix as well. So, no, I didn't like this offseason at all. Trading away Amari Cooper. I don't like losing talent. Now, if the coaches are in that room saying he's uncoachable or he's not getting along with the team or there's chemistry problems, I get that. And you have to trust that Dak can get everybody else involved. I haven't really heard that as a definitive answer, though. Nobody said that, right? That Amari Cooper was a problem, other than we hear whispers that they had some problems with some other things last year with them. But other than that, that's all I got. What was the problem with the offense?
Yeah.
Ultimately is the big deal. If you had problems with that one guy, then you were willing to sacrifice the season in order to try and work around him while he was, that doesn't make sense to me. So I didn't like losing him for such a small value. And then I didn't love, the draft was okay. It was good. But I didn't love any of the other additions this offseason.
So good news, Barnwell does not have them last. That is the Seattle Seahawks because they traded Russell Wilson. And they're like, yeah, maybe Drew Lock.
Drew Lock, baby. Did you see what he did in Denver? Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. No, I did. And that's why I don't think things will be fine. Good news. They're not even in the 30s as the Atlanta Falcons are 31st.
Well, because they lost Matt Ryan.
Right.
That's a bad thing. You lost your quarterback.
And the Arizona Cardinals are number 30. So... there's that. And basically it says the Arizona Cardinals are not good at valuing players, which should be interesting going forward with what they're going to do with Kyler Murray. So look, we're not in the 30s.
There
so
you
that's
go.
Great.
In your face.
But you know what? People like Corey are saying they were only 22nd
what
to 25th.
He said not in the 30s.
Yeah.
Millennials are in their
30s.
Oh, so.
Good point,
sure,
Carter.
Are.
But got a cut from Dak right here saying, now I want you to envision why he's not concerned that people believe the team got worse, but replace that with why he's not concerned that Corey thinks that the team got worse, because that's what I took from this audio, cut number 10.
Yeah, because we know what we have in this locker room, and we know what we can be. talent is one thing, but if you don't fulfill it, it doesn't really mean anything. So just from the names and stuff like that, we've got young players that just haven't had a chance to make a name for themselves. So excited for those guys to be able to do that and for them to prove people wrong. I know what this team has and the men that they have and the coaches and the leadership. And, yeah, we definitely did take a step back. We're going to continue to get better, and that's what this offseason is about. That's what moving forward is.
Hold on.
I don't know. You were trying to in your face me, and I think I just won, Kevin.
Can we play like the last 8 seconds of that? Because I was 100%.
He walked himself in a circle, didn't he?
Waiting for that clip to end to say literally in your face.
Uh-huh.
But then he said that last part. Can I hear that last part one more time?
Excited for those guys to be able to do that and for them to prove people wrong. I know what this team has and the men that they have and the coaches and the leadership. And, yeah, we definitely did take a step back. We're going to continue to get better, and that's what this offseason is about. That's what moving forward is.
Victory has been had. Dak just said it. He just said it.
Well, Dak,
we definitely took a step back.
You really screwed me on that one.
It's not like Mike McCarthy said anything similar, right?
No, yeah. He just said, we're done getting players.
All right, let's see.
Regardless of your level of success, and there's always, you know, things you need to focus on. You know, we're through the player acquisition challenge. You know, I mean, it continues, but, you know, we're at a 90-man, so
we're through with the player acquisition phase. I mean, it continues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then he was like, but we have a full 90-man roster. So that is concerning.
Yeah. That's interesting that he even said, yeah, we definitely took a step back, because he didn't want to be wrong about that. He's trying to say, look, Amari is a very talented player. And like, that's a huge deal right there. Losing Lyle Collins, he didn't want to say his best friend that they let go, and now is the team that just went to the Super Bowl. Didn't want to like just put his friend down and say, hey, losing him was nothing, you know. So he's putting it out there that we did take a step back, but man, that team has a lot of things to prove and a lot of things to overcome with themselves in saying, you know what? Maybe Zeke doesn't need the ball this much. Maybe Zeke is not the answer. Like, the reality of admitting that to yourself is a big step in the right direction. But you got to figure out what the right use is. More Tony Pollard, different Tony Pollard. How do you use him and Zeke? How do you get these things on the field to make your offense more effective?
I have good and bad news for you, Corey. Bill Barnwell split his list up.
Okay.
Into the lowest 16. And then the next 16.
Would you like to start at number 16 and work your way to number 1?
Well, here's the thing. The top 16, I believe, might get released tomorrow. So
okay.
My good news is you don't have to wait until tomorrow. Now, the bad news.
Wait, that's not good.
I mean, if you don't like to wait.
Do you like
guys
to wait?
Told me at the beginning of the show you don't want to wait in line. So you don't have to wait. But the bad news is because the Cowboys are 24th.
Okay. Oh, so I said between 22 and 25.
Yes.
That makes sense. What did they do this offseason that put them in the top 10? Nothing.
Well, and here's what went wrong. It's clear the Cowboys wanted to sign Gregory, and it's never a good look when you announce a deal only for the player to head elsewhere. That is the one thing I will tell you. Like, personally, I'm fine that Randy Gregory left for that price. But the messaging on this has been super weird because, like, the deal was definitely done, except for that one little thing in the contract. And then when they revisit it, they're like, whoops, well, that doesn't work. But all of the numbers were agreed to. So when they're like, hey, we were able to do this, we just couldn't do this on that contract, I was like, yes, you could,
mm-hmm.
because you did.
You decided not to, though.
Yeah, like nothing changed with the numbers. They didn't say, all right, 5 for $40, and all the parties agree, and then he goes 5 for $80. Like, that's not what happened.
Have you ever been trying to buy something and somebody agreed to terms on that purchase, and then you were like, crap, I don't really want that. And then somebody was like, hey, never mind, we're not selling that to you. And you're like, okay, cool, thank you. I'm actually a little relieved that I'm not saying that's going to be the case with Randy Gregory, because you didn't replace that type of stuff, right? You didn't replace what he can do. So you still have to find that. But maybe there is a situation where they're like, we actually are okay with this. Like, they seem okay with it.
Yeah.
But have you ever had that moment where you went to buy something and it didn't turn out?
It wasn't quite that.
I think that situation works more when you make plans with somebody. It's like, hey, let's catch up later today. And you're like, yeah, let's do it. And then you go, oh, I don't really want to go anywhere.
And then
they flake, so you're like, yes.
Oh, man, you saved me.
This actually happened to me in a job negotiation.
What?
Once.
What?
Was that the Blockbuster?
No.
Okay.
Actually. It was going to be, I was going to be switched over from an hourly employee to, they were like, hey, we want to pay you this. And I crunched the numbers and I was like, okay, well, this is like just barely more than I was making on my hourly wage. And they thought that I was going to go for it. And I was like, yeah, that'll work only if, and I was like, but you guys are going to try to take away overtime and stuff from me, right? And they're like, yes, this would be your contractually obligated salary and that would be all of your money. And then I was like, no.
Mm.
And they were pissed because they just thought I was going to say yes. And I was like, I feel like you're trying to pull some bullcrap smoke and mirrors. So no dice. So Cowboys are 24th. Obviously, the Amari Cooper thing came into the mix. And then they said it's not only losing Amari Cooper, but this article is quick to point out he's clearly not at the same level of Devontae Adams or Tyreek Hill or the players of that ilk. But it is still embarrassing when you see
neither
like
is his quarterback, their quarterbacks.
Sure.
Like, I mean, let's be honest.
Of course I would agree with that.
If anybody out there is like, hold on, how can you say Dak's not a top 10 quarterback? I'm fine. Listen, is he Mahomes? You're really going to tell
or
me
Rogers.
You think he's Aaron Rodgers
no.
or Patrick Mahomes? There's a huge discrepancy there. And you can build a team that can work with Dak. You definitely can. I don't think they have the talent right now to be able to be at that level yet. But he can definitely win with the right team. It's just going to take a lot of work to get that right team put together.
And so when you saw that, like, that is kind of bad. And what's next?
Did he kill the draft, too? Did he say that he didn't like their draft?
No. Actually, really interestingly enough, the draft is, like, very lightly touched on here. They said some of the positives. They did like the Dante Fowler Jr. signing 1 year for $3 million and then like the pick of Tyler Smith. But other than that, like, the draft is not, like, really addressed a whole lot here. What's next for the Cowboys is, do you negotiate the long-term deal with Dalton Schultz? So you've got him on the franchise tag for 10.9. You've got until July to negotiate the long-term deal. So what's the direction that will take? And will the Dalton Schultz deal look like the Hunter Henry deal, which was 3 for $37.5 million? My guess is they might be looking for 4 for $50 million, but I think something in that ballpark is probably what they're looking for. Whether or not you want that to happen, that will be the next step.
I'm going to say no.
That they don't get it done?
No, they might get it done.
I would
say no if I'm the one in that seat at the moment. Now, maybe he has an awesome year.
Yeah.
But you've spent poor money on Zeke. And I just don't think that a tight end that's not getting you 1,300 yards and 12, 13 touchdowns, like, that's a ridiculous amount of numbers, right?
Yeah.
I just don't think if he's not going to be that dude, then I can say, hey, here's how I feel about it. We'll figure ways out for our offense to produce, but I got to see something exceptional this year. Not just he's a great security blanket for my quarterback.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.